This is a little scary for me because I'm a words person, and the framework I'm going to use today is one of mathematics, so bear with me, please. I subscribed to the Smithsonian Magazine, and there was an article in there several months ago about pursuit of the concept of zero in number systems. And the Smithsonian article says this about zero. Of all the numerals, zero is the most significant. It is unique in representing nothingness. Its role as a placeholder gives our number system its power. It enables the numerals to cycle, acquiring different meanings in different locations. And the author then gave this example. Think of the numerals in the number 3 million, 3 followed by 6 zeros, and compare that with 30 or with 03. The placement of the zero is critical. We learn about the proper order, the order which gives the greatest value, in today's gospel, when Jesus says to the people around him, "Follow me." Where would Jesus lead us if we put the one first and ourselves second? If we truly did follow Jesus, not just to the kingdom of God, but to a constant awareness of the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is clearly the main point of Jesus' teaching throughout his earthly ministry. And to Jesus, fusing all humans into one family, into, as one author puts it, the religion of a pure and loving heart, is his goal. He wants to fuse us all into one. And that number one is very prominent in our baptismal covenant in the Episcopal Church when we say there is one body and one spirit, one hope in God's call to us, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. We're asking too in that baptismal covenant for an awareness of the kingdom of God because one of the prayers says this, for us. By water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to a new life of grace. So having that awareness of what God has done for us brings us to a life of grace. Now don't get me wrong and confuse me with some of those other traditions. I'm not saying that we're all a bunch of zeros. We sometimes forget, though, where the real power is. We make the coming of the kingdom secondary, or we forget about it entirely, and we put something else first. And when we're off-center, putting anything but God first, the zero comes ahead of the one, and there is little value there. Of course, on our own, we can accomplish some things. We can become something. But we cannot be what we are called by God to be if we put ourselves first. The zero cannot go first. The one must go before all else. After all, Jesus said, "Follow me." Now, what happens when we neglect or when we forget to or even make secondary the kingdom of God, when we put the zero first instead of the one true God? Some of the most famous and visible examples are constantly used against us in the Christian faith for good cause. We hear about things like the Crusades, when people went on these military campaigns to reclaim the Holy Land. Other human beings were killed to reclaim Holy Land. Something is wrong. The zero has gone before the one. And in the Reformation, tens of thousands were killed because people felt that Rome didn't retain the purity of the original church. There was violence and destruction and death, and that was supposed to correct us and put us on the right path. There are less historic but equally important examples in our individual lives, in our lives. We have debates over the authority of Scripture and other sources, and we attack each other and fail to love one another. We bash the faith of others and we fail to love them, which is the primary teaching of Jesus, to love one another, to build the kingdom of God. I personally know of a former Episcopal priest who is now a Catholic who continually attacks with venom the faith of others. He does it on Facebook. He puts his own need for certainty and rightness first. And in doing so, he has put the kingdom of God last because he is hurting other people. This proclamation and extension of the kingdom of God is always at risk when people, and all of us do this to some degree, when people take one fragment, one component of the life of spirituality or religion and interpret it as the whole, or at least interpret it as primary. Samuel Taylor Coleridge said, "Make any truth too definite and you make it too small." But the truth of God's kingdom is not small. It is immense and life-saving. Now contrast these tragedies, great and small, of the human experience with the triumphs of human existence. What could we do and be if we put God ahead of us? If God always comes first? The power comes in the good news of our reliance on God, our confidence in the love of God, and our invitation to believe in that God and accept it. That message is not something that was heard in John the Baptist's teaching, but it did come with Jesus, especially in the Beatitudes. Now notice in this gospel story we have today that Jesus is the catalyst, that everything we can do to improve the world by following him comes at his initiative. He said, "Follow me," but those followers did nothing to earn that calling. The one came first, and the others followed. And in the right place, the right order, the zero multiplies the power instead of signifying nothingness. Jesus' proclamation and his invitation for all of us to follow is an action that creates a community. And that community takes up the call to build the kingdom by teaching us to love one another. The one must come first, and everything follows him at his initiative. If we do follow, Jesus promises us a whole new life. Discipleship becomes not a task, something to check off a list, but an identity. But it can only do that if we put God first. The one must precede the rest of us. "Follow me," Jesus said. It isn't easy simply to follow. If we look at the placement of this passage in the gospel, it is right after the passage which says John was arrested. There are risks involved with giving yourself up to a new vision, especially one that challenges the status quo. John paid the earthly price. He placed Jesus ahead of himself, not chronologically, but in terms of value and significance. He said, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me," chronologically. "I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Like John the Baptist, we best follow Jesus when we step aside, put the one true God first. When we place the building of the kingdom of God ahead of all else, self, material gain, power, even religion. The best examples of this particular church's putting the kingdom of God first come in the ways we help each other. Our pastoral care for one another within the congregation, our work at Sioux Pod and Billy Brumfield and Angel Tree and Christians in Action. When we continue to worship together, despite our differences in theology and liturgy and politics, we are building the kingdom of God. We are putting God first and ourselves there to follow. We have done these kingdom building acts because we have put God first. We follow Jesus' simple invitation, follow me. Such loving action, such oneness, allows us to discover the fullness of time, and we're no longer finding ourselves marking time until we're with God, but finding God in God's kingdom now. The kingdom of God is already here, but we don't see it, and often we don't live it. We're too anxious to put ourselves first where we have little significance. We forget that we are to follow, not to lead, that we have little or no power if the zero goes before the one. Think about the power that's available to us if God goes first. What could we do in our lives if we had no regrets? If we had no anxiety? If we had no need to compete and win? No need to apologize? We can imagine and live in that world when we stop putting ourselves ahead of God. The one goes first, and we follow to multiply God's presence in the world. It is one of the greatest concepts in the world of mathematics, the concept of zero, a placeholder, a numeral that brings much greater power to all of the other numerals, but not if it is placed first ahead of the one. We mustn't forget. Jesus said, "Follow me." The one goes first and brings great power to all that follow.